Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Ghostface Killah and Teyana Taylor. Yeah.
I don't discriminate versus anyone.
I know which member of that duo you like more.
Yeah. And I love Kyle because he loves rap and named his son after Lil Wayne's Carter. That's just incredible, man.
Dude, I was showing Carter this picture. I think it was from last year during Halloween. Kyle Shanahan had Rick Ross over at his house. Oh, he was in like an all-white tux.
I fool with Kyle, man. How dope is that? Yeah,
Rick Ross.
He can recognize a bar. Yes.
Possibly.
Yeah. He thought he was from Sacramento, Rick Ross. Because he goes to Kings games.
Yes.
So funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, we can table the Bruce Bochy stuff. I mean, we do have to bet on it, and I'll take the other side. But, you know, we can just get to that whenever that happens. And now, Goo, I want to move to the San Francisco 49ers, who
it's time
made some moves yesterday. One of them, you know, kind of in response to the news that DeMarcus Robinson's pled no contest to a DUI, so he's going to be missing the first three games of this season.
Right.
And the Niners, as a result of that, as well as Russell Gage, sprained his MCL and is going to be out for a week or two.
Yeah.
They traded for Sky Moore. 25-year-old wide receiver, formerly with the Chiefs, former second-round pick. They traded a sixth-round pick, got a seventh-round back, and a 25-year-old wide receiver.
Who's not that good or hasn't been that good. Let's keep it
so
real.
So it didn't hit you
yeah,
in a way.
No, it did. It's just like, it's letting you know, we sit up here and we talk about, you know, the win total. We talk about Juwan Jennings. And, Evan, if I'm Juwan Jennings, I think I feel better that you went out and got Sky Moore, who I hope under the tutelage of the San Francisco 49ers and catching passes or trying to catch passes from Brock Purdy will be, you know, the best version of himself. But, I mean, a dude his first two seasons, what, caught 43 passes for about 450 yards, one touchdown. And, you know, he played six games last year, Evan. I don't feel comfortable with him out there, but with that suspension looming for Robinson, who we've liked and popped in preseason and already was a baller, and you got Juwan Jennings in this holdout and Ayuk on sick bay and Debo in Washington, I mean, Evan, you can't go to week one Seattle expecting much from him. And my question to you and the listeners is, how big of a deal is this wide receiver position for the 49ers right now? I think it's dire.
Well, it's dim.
Mm.
They got nothing. It's a lack of depth is what it is, at least until midway through the season. And that's why, like, Brock Purdy and this offense is going to have to survive until some of these guys start coming back, or even until Juwan Jennings signs his contract. I'm assuming that he's still going to be available, but the more he doesn't practice, or maybe it's because of the calf, I'm not so sure. It's looking, as each day passes, more unlikely that he is going to be ready for the start of the season. Mm. But Brandon Ayuk is out. Russell Gage now is out. Jordan Watkins has a high ankle sprain, is out. That's three wide receivers right there that could all catch passes for you. So your wide receiver room as it stands right now is Ricky Pearsall, Jacob Cowing, who actually wasn't even available at practice on Tuesday, I believe, Robbie Chosen, and now Sky Moore.
What's up with Cowing? Hamstring still?
He got hurt.
So he's...
Well, nothing is serious. It's,
okay.
It's all stuff that,
soft
again,
tissue
we
stuff.
Should be able to move past, but your wide receiver room is quite thin. And to me, I mean, the Niners making a move for Sky Moore, if they really do care about their wide receiver room, this won't be the last move they make.
Okay. But, again, I need more. Shout out Roger Moore, because that's not who Sky Moore is. But the bottom line, Evan, is we're going to get to this piece about Brock Purdy and him having to do more. But good God, how can you expect him or any quarterback to do more when, do I dare say, you're playing with less because of injuries, contract holdout? Like, how did you did this Sky Moore move do anything to you in regard to Juwan Jennings? If you're calling and John on, We might have to bite the bullet and just give this dude the bread for the betterment of our team for the first 4 or 5 weeks. You can't keep playing this game of chicken.
Well, I don't know if it changes the stalemate in my mind. I don't think it gives the Niners any more leverage over Juwan, but I don't think it gives Juwan more leverage over the Niners than he already had. I mean, he's looking at a room that really needs him.
No doubt.
And this is from the 415 in the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, which is an area that Juwan also impacts. The most concerning part of the wide receiving issue for the Niners is the effect it has on the rest of the offense. It will be more difficult for CMC to run the ball effectively, and defenses can load the box on these receivers Come and on. Force them to beat you one-on-one, which puts more pressure on Purdy, the offensive line. It's going to have to block for a second or two longer, which they're not capable of.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster, Evan.
Yeah, he or she is describing the domino effect of it. Everyone has already had their eyes on CMC. When he was, I think he faced one of the most loaded boxes in the NFL in 2023. But that's when they had Deebo Samuel, right. Brandon Ayuk.
Had a good year that year.
And other options.
Yeah.
I mean, we described this offense as having the best weaponry in football surrounding Brock Purdy. And they still have Kittle. They still have CMC. But does the concern, and maybe it's because of the injuries, or the contract situation with Juwan Jennings, like how concerned are you about the offense as a whole because of what they don't have at wide receiver?
With the Pooney injury, Evan, and I know him possibly being back week one, I'm at an 8. And what's funny about this and scary, isn't it? Niner fans like, what's funny, Goo? But the bottom line is, Evan, my biggest question mark about this team going into this season was defensively. It was defensively and the dependency on the youngsters. And that's what was scaring me, and the physicality that the Niners are known for, and the loss of Greenlaw and Hufanga or whatnot. And here we go. All of a sudden now I feel like the offense, which I thought I knew and could count on to a degree with McCaffrey being healthy, but now that's exploded into all these other areas of doubt. So, Evan, I'm up to an 8 in regard to Brock Purdy entering a season where naturally you're going to have to lean on him more, especially with Ayuk being out just to start. But now we're talking about, you said Pearsall. And again, I know people are saying, Goo, you're overreacting. He missed practice yesterday. Okay, no biggie. But good Lord, how can you expect anybody under center to cook or do more when you're working with less by default because of injury?
But well, that's what everybody keeps saying, that Brock Purdy has to do more. You know, Brock Purdy got paid. The pressure's on Brock. There's expectations. And in theory, I understand why people are saying that. But I'm looking at the people he's going to have to throw the ball to, and I wonder how he can suddenly just be better.
Ooh, man.
More accurate. He can get the ball out quicker. He can be more mobile. He can control himself. But he can't control guys running routes or getting open.
So what does that look like on the field, D? How do you sustain drives doing it, without knowing that?
Well, we're going to find out, but I think it means they're going to have to run the football. It also means that George Kittle is going to have to be the freaking man this year. You know, and that's why, you know, we've talked a lot about, like, Pearsall being the number one wide receiver for the Niners. And I'm in agreement with that. Right. I think it's pretty obvious right now he's got to be.
I like the number one, yeah.
He's wearing number one.
That's sick.
Pretty Ricky. But it's his first full season as a wide receiver.
His first attempt at a full season, but you're right.
Yeah, he played a decent amount last year and got some starts down the stretch. I think he had one 100-yard receiving game with a couple touchdowns, but he's got to do that for now 17 weeks.
Right, man.
He might be able to. But just like calling someone wide receiver one doesn't mean that they're going to contribute to winning.
But
it means that there's nobody else to throw the ball to.
Well, there is, and you got to give him some chicken because I just think it's too much at risk. Games, obviously the outcome of games, Evan, to sit here and do whatever's going on with Jennings and put that all at Pearsall's doorstep. Like, if you told me, hey, Goo, you got to take the career of Jennings and Pearsall, the future, it's Pearsall all day. But if you're telling me who's the most accomplished, the guy you can count on, the adult in the receiver room right now is Juwan Jennings. And unfortunately, Evan, if the Niners feel that way, that's not parlaying him to getting a new deal. Like, I got to believe that Saturday before the Sunday when they fly or whenever they leave to go to Seattle, and hopefully it's done or finished before then, I just don't think Colin John, you know, if this team were the Broncos, you got to pay that receiver that is Juwan Jennings.
Well, but how much do you have to pay him? We don't know how much he wants. I don't know if the Niners really want to budge on the books that they've cooked up for this season.
Just because he's not due, right? And he's got one more year
left.
He's
under contract. Now, he wants more guaranteed money. I think he probably wants...
I get it.
You know, more money beyond this season. But the Niners are looking at him like, dude, we gave you a deal a couple years ago. And it's not for a ton, you know, but you weren't the number one receiver then. And you might not be the number one receiver now. And when Brandon Ayuk comes back, you certainly won't be the number one receiver. So Juwan Jennings is trying to cash in his chips, and I get it. I don't think the Sky Moore trade does much for me outside of just adding a body.
No, man.
And look, he can return punts. I think he had a punt return for a touchdown in the Chiefs' last preseason game in Seattle. You know, he's kind of a gadget player, has an issue with route running, but he's pretty quick. I don't know. Maybe Kyle Shanahan can scheme up some things for him. But to me, he's more of just a member of the room. Mm. And that's why if they really do care about their wide receiving core, I think they're going to have to add some more. And I don't know if it's guys who are getting cut. To me, if it is a trade, it's something more like Sky Moore and not like the 510 is saying, I don't know why the 49ers aren't on the phone with Washington right now to acquire Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin's really expensive.
I was just going there, no doubt.
And I think a big part of the Niners' cap position right now, of which they have a lot of space, it's invested in next season when Brock Purdy's contract really kicks in. And that's why this year, I do not think they're looking to acquire more contracts or give out more contracts than the one they've already distributed.
Man, so let me ask you this, Evan. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but with everything that's going on with everybody at the wide receiver position, do you really truly think Sky Moore will be lined up on the outside week one in Seattle for Brock Purdy to be a target for Brock?
He might have to be.
Man, you mentioned body, and I mean, all they gave up was what, a seventh round pick or a sixth round pick?
Six, so, then they got a seventh back.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. But man,
I mean, it's not – well, this is the thing, too. It's like the Chiefs don't have a ton of wide receivers either.
And well, let me go.
And they said
– night-night.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know, and they also have an issue. Like, well, I know Rashee Rice is going to be active for the beginning of this season.
Which is just – we won't even go – but my man's suspended for three games, DeMarcus Robinson, for something far less.
Yeah, but Rashee Rice is probably going to get hit at some point with a suspension. They just had to push back the hearing, and it's a court-related issue. But like, they're going to need wide receivers too, and they said you can have one.
Man, so hopefully he's the diamond in the rough, and Kyle could, yeah.
Well, the other reason that someone like Terry McLaurin to me doesn't make a ton of sense for the Niners is once they are whole, you know, their wide receiver room is relatively stable.
You got your McLaurin and Brandon Ayuk.
Well, yeah, you paid him to be.
Exactly.
You might have made the wrong choice,
man.
But you've already got one of those guys.
Ooh, man.
You can't have two of them if your offense is not geared around it. I understand why the Bengals have two 30-plus million receivers.
But
one of them actually
makes
40.
Yeah. But anyway, go figure.
Well, that's why they can't pay Trey Hendrickson.
But you're going to score 40 and lose 40 to 45, you know?
That's what happened last year.
Matters, no doubt.
That's what happened last year. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a ton of sort of those middle-range wide receivers that the Niners can look at. Romeo Doubs might be a candidate. And I think cut-down day is next Tuesday, so there's going to be some guys available. And I think the Niners are going to look at a lot of them because they have to exhaust all options right now in regards to their pass catch.
So where do you, if I said right now, Evan, if you can, muster a letter grade for the Niner weaponry right now, mainly for Brock Purdy, what grade would you give it? I'm like at a C-.
Their weaponry?
Well, yeah, all the collective, all of it.
I mean, if you include Kittle and McCaffrey, and you can guarantee me McCaffrey's healthy, I would say a B-. But it ain't close to the A-plus it was in that, 2 years ago.
And now this is a season where, forget the money, it just happened naturally. But, you know, this is a season where they're going to need more from 13, man. Like it or not, it just comes with the territory.
What
luxuries, I feel like, are gone. You know, and Deebo was a luxury, and he was a necessity at one point. But, you know, how Kyle, on a good day, could use Deebo to stress the defense out pre-snap, have him in motion, not knowing what he was going to do, the bubble sweeps, all that stuff, that's gone now. So now, You know, who did you mention say that the Niners are going to face a loaded box? That's definitely, I play Madden. And no, I would load the box to take McCaffrey away and then make these guys on the outside beat us. But if we're dependent on Pearsall, Jennings, maybe not Jennings, Sky Moore, and the rest of the gang, like Evan, it just feels like it has the ingredients to be difficult offensively for the Niners in the passing game.
Yeah, I think it might look a lot like it looked last year when Brock Purdy had wide receivers dropping like flies. Now, let me ask you, because Wilder and Dibs had Greg Cosell on yesterday.
Greg, he's always
great. They asked him this question, which I do want to play for you. But before, I want to ask you how much you think was Purdy's fault last season when they went 6-11.
I'm going to say, I'll put it at 65%.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and there were throws. I remember I watched these games again, and then you get, come on, Goo. There were throws from the outset of games, out routes, and you could just tell, damn, Purdy, it's okay to miss a pass, but you hadn't got hit. This is the first pass of the game, and the accuracy wasn't there, or the ball would go wide. And, you know, I sat there and said, okay, what's going on? Why is he running more? And then Stoney and I would go back, but I figured, and again, to kind of let him off the hook, Evan, he was running out of necessity. You know, the pocket was collapsing more. So, yeah, I get you with 65 being a bit strong, but Evan, there was some regression, but he wasn't the whole reason they were 6-11, but he looked human compared to, if you allow me to compare him, what we saw from him the first 2 years. But now my question about Brock Purdy is, forget the money, did he look that great because everything around him was better?
Well, yes. Yes, obviously. I think he amplifies what is around him. And last year there was nothing. I would cut that in half.
Okay.
You know, if you're at 65, I would be closer to like 30.
Mm.
And, you know, because I'm also looking at all the things that happened for the rest of the team.
He didn't have his best player for the first 8 weeks.
Well, but I'm also not putting it at the doorstep of the offense. Like the defense couldn't get stops in the run game. They didn't have as many turnovers. Special teams was absolutely atrocious. They were one of the worst units in football last year. I don't think the Kyle Shanahan had a great season. They obviously got off their DC and their special teams coordinator.
But we saw a lot of three and outs. See, that Seattle game where Geno came in here and did night-night, where the Niners had the ball, you get a first down or a score here, you put the ball away, you put the game away, Arizona at home, when McCaffrey fumbled at the end. Like, I wasn't used to that. So we saw, injuries or not, a lot of that from the Niner offense that I'm not accustomed to where, hey, you get a couple first downs here, the game's over, you bleed the clock, or you get a field goal at least, or like last year we saw them kind of not do that outside of the Tampa game on the road where they were lucky to get that win. But I saw a lot of times where teams had success. All right, you got to punt. The Rams game Thursday night where the offense just couldn't do what I was accustomed to seeing them do.
Well, we've been accustomed to them putting up 30 points a game, and that offense was not going to do that without some of its playmakers. The reason why I asked the question is,
here's what
Greg Cosell had to say about the Niners last year and Brock Purdy's place in it.
When it comes to the subtleties and the nuances and the understanding of how to play the position, Brock Purdy is high level. Does he have a rocket arm? No. Is he the most athletic quarterback in the league? No. But he understands intuitively and innately how to play the quarterback position. You know, look, you guys, I'm sure, have talked ad nauseum going back to last year and probably through the summer about why the Niners were 6-11. And there's many reasons for that. And it's not just Brock Purdy. In fact, he'd probably be one of the least important reasons.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'll say this to that, Evan, and people don't take this out of context. Two of the best quarterbacks that I've ever seen do it didn't have the strongest arm or that athletic, and that's Tom Brady and Joe Montana. They had arm, don't get me wrong, but you know, it wasn't Dan Marino or John Elway. And so what I'm saying is I'd rather have my quarterback have the Wi-Fi on super fast mode and maybe have lesser in regard to arm talent, but good enough arm talent to get it done. But I hear him.
But you've also said that Brock Purdy doesn't have Montana's arm talent.
Yeah, but his ability to read the defenses and get the ball out, was the best mechanism.
Yeah, and last year I would say it was really hard to figure out where to go with the ball because there were so many more moving parts last year than there were the year before, when it was like he had the answers to the test.
And how many times did PFF, if you're in that or not, Evan, did they have Debo and Ayuk, you know, getting the least separation from a duo receivers throughout the season, you know? And I'm not saying I'm not caping for Purdy. I'm just saying if a guy's not open, your quarterback's going to hold on to the ball longer, and we saw that last year.
Well, and that was one thing from Nick Wagner's piece that was released this morning on ESPN that he talked about Brock Purdy looking to improve, getting the ball out quicker. So last year, his average time until, I think it was average drop back was 2.9 seconds, which doesn't seem like that long, but was the sixth longest in the NFL. So Brock, compared to his peers, he was holding on to it. I guess my question is, what's going to change if the people around him or the talent level is not really that much higher?
No,
you know, man. Brandon Ayuk, and I know people don't really like him.
I do.
Well, I know you do, like everybody. But he's your best wide receiver when he's healthy. Now, he might not be a $30 million guy, but he's your best wide receiver. He's not going to be there. And this season, he might not be himself because of his knee injury.
But he's not, Evan, real quick, he's not your best target, though.
What do you mean?
Like, Kittle's their best target.
Well, I caught more balls than him in 23. You know, he's going to get more passes thrown to him because he's the number one wide receiver they have.
Yeah, but my point is right now, that's what you could count on is George Kittle. And again, I believe that stat goes to guys weren't getting open, and that's why you have no room for error, no margin of error to play around with Juwan Jennings. And I'm not saying Jennings is Jerry Rice, but Evan, if you look at this receiver core today, he lightweight is Jerry Rice compared to what you have and what you're banking on Ricky Pearsall doing in week one.
And I guess that's where we differ. And the question I have is, you know, how much do you put on Brock Purdy for last season? And is it influencing the way that you expect him to bounce back this year or want the offense to look this season? You know, like how much is on Brock Purdy? Because I don't want to dig into some more details from this piece about some of the things that Brock and his agent, honestly, were looking at in regards to the negotiation, because I think it reveals a little bit about how he sees himself, what he believes is important, and maybe also where, you know, he kind of stands in the league with his peers. But, I mean, he can only do so much, and he's not Superman. I don't think he is, and I don't expect him to transform into one. I think he's very good.
What has he been when they were going to the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship? Still not Superman? Because I think he was Superman.
I don't think he was Superman.
Of just doing what Kyle asked. But I believe, again, I'm not taking anything away from Brock. He earned that bread. But he had so many luxuries around him, Evan, that it made it easier.
Yeah,
last year was the first time that 2.9, that's telling. And I don't think it's because Brock forgot how to get rid of the ball. Surveying the field like, I ain't got the options. You know, it ain't as easy as it was in years past.
Well, yeah, there's a lot more moving parts when your offensive line is breaking down. You can't run the ball with an effectiveness like the year before. Guys aren't as wide open as they used to be. There's tighter windows.
Man.
You're playing from behind the like. There's so much more that Brock Purdy has to deal with. So I think he's going to be better this year. But to just expect him to leap back into that, you know, elite level that he was commanding the offense with 2 years ago, those days are done. He got paid, and that came at a price.
And Evan, I know we're up against it. That's why I'm a little, you can sense the trepidation of, are we so sure he's going to be better or have better results because the things around him not are eroding, but have so many question marks?
I think he will. I think he will. But we can talk about it more on the other side because we got to hit a break here.
All right.
That segment was brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down the coast or even over the Golden Gate, visit BarriaOilChange.com. Giddings in for Steinmetz with Guru. Back after this.